Crunch time for Delta.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Within 10 days, an arbitration panel must decide whether to void Delta's contract with its pilots. If that happens, the pilots could leave the cockpit and go on strike. Yesterday, almost 95% of union members voted for a walkout. Today, the union's leader will ask his colleagues for the authority to decide when that strike could take place. The airline has said a strike would put it out of business. Ever since the Dubai ports issue came up, there's been a lot of talk in Congress about port security. Now all that talk could turn into action. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
The House and Senate are each considering a bill aimed at sealing the cracks in U.S. port security. The legislation would create $400 million a year in port security grants and require the screening of all cargo containers for radioactive content. To appease industry concerns about delays, Congress would allow shippers that met certain criteria to speed through inspection. But Andrew Howell with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce questions what he calls one-size-fits-all regulation.
Right now, we have a voluntary program called the Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism, CTPAT. And this legislation takes what is now a voluntary flexible program and regulates it.
Critics question the effectiveness of the voluntary program. A congressional report found that 73% of participating companies had never been subject to an on-site security review. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
If you want something done right, you better do it yourself, namely your taxes. A government study found mistakes in almost every tax return filled out by the big chain preparers, and Congress wants something done about it. Eric Kneeler has more.
The Government Accountability Office found that chain-based tax preparers often underreported business income, miscalculated child tax credits, and skipped important deductions. They also overestimated refunds by as much as $2,000, and in one instance, underestimated payments by $1,500. Consumer advocate Jean Ann Fox advises filers to double-check their own returns.
There can be serious consequences for consumers, especially when there are errors in applying for tax credits, because you may lose out on the ability to claim those in future years.
The GAO recommends the IRS take a closer look at commercial preparers. In Washington, I'm Eric Kneeler for Marketplace.
I don't know, maybe this patent thing is getting out of control. Netflix is suing Blockbuster for copying its process for mailing out DVDs. Netflix says it has a patent on charging people a monthly fee to rent movies from its website and another patent for its wanted list for future movie rentals. Blockbuster launched its online service 18 months ago. How much is your email worth? How about $3.50 a month? Verizon Communications seems to think that's a fair price. To settle a class action lawsuit, Verizon is planning to refund that amount to a group of customers. They had their emails blocked by the company's spam filters last year. Wall Street rallied Tuesday. The Dow jumped 59 points to 11,203. The NASDAQ was up 8 to 2345, a five-year closing high. And the S&P 500 also climbed 8 points to 1305. This is Marketplace. The days of playing online poker for money could be numbered. Today, a House committee holds a hearing on a bill that would outlaw most internet gambling. Benta Berkland reports from Washington.
In most states, it's illegal for casinos to accept poker bets online. But that hasn't stopped millions of Americans from trying their luck with offshore internet games. That could change soon if Congress approves a bill that would prohibit gambling sites from taking most forms of payment. Professional poker players oppose the bill, saying it would sink the $12 billion online gaming industry. Top player Howard Lederer told reporters Congress should legalize all online gambling.
You would have a regulated industry providing tax revenue. Some of that tax revenue could go to problem gambling education.
Similar anti-gambling legislation has failed twice before. In Washington, I'm Benta Berkland for Marketplace.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We're produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Reuters, the facts without spin as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Russia is one of the world's biggest polluters, but it's about to make hundreds of millions of dollars from a scheme that's supposed to reward countries for not polluting. It's part of the Kyoto Treaty on Climate Change. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
The Russians stand to make their huge profit here in London's carbon trading market. What's being bought and sold here is the right to pollute. Under the Kyoto Treaty, countries that produce more greenhouse gases than their agreed limits can buy the right to do so from countries that are polluting less than their limit. Paul Bodner of Climate Change Capital, a green investment bank.
If a country is its projected emissions are 100 million tons above what it promised it would achieve in the Kyoto Protocol, it may buy from various sources 100 million tons of emission reductions and count those against its target.
These emission reductions are called carbon credits. Russia is sitting on about $1 billion worth of them because of a quirk of history. Under Kyoto, countries are committed to cut their carbon emissions back to their 1990 levels. But at that time, industry in the old Soviet Union was belching out pollution at a record rate. With that as a baseline, the Russians today have a massive advantage, says Nick Redman of the Economist Intelligence Unit.
Because Russia's economy contracted so much with the collapse of the Soviet Union, they now find themselves well below their 1990 levels. As a result of that, they find themselves with far more carbon credits than they need, and so they're in a position to sell.
And here is the real irony. Russian companies, like this ramshackle steel foundry outside Moscow, may be operating on a much smaller scale than in the Soviet days, but in comparison with the rest of the world, Russian industry remains a very serious polluter. One of the worst, says Paul Bodner.
It's one of the largest emitters of CO2 in the world. It has a very energy inefficient economy, which means that it could save a lot of energy if it wanted to.
Russia's main electricity company is the single biggest greenhouse gas polluter on the planet, and yet even it has carbon credits to sell. Western governments are not happy. They want to ensure that every dollar the Russians make out of Kyoto goes into cutting the country's existing greenhouse gas emissions. They want Russia to clean up all right, but not perhaps in the way the Russians would prefer. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
If you haven't had a chance yet, check out our website. You can listen to stories, podcasts, and share your thoughts as well. The address is marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
How does a park?
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.